The Lord will guide you continually, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. Here are two important words in this series that we're talking about, spiritual drought. In this text of Isaiah 58:11, there are two words that may be the opposite, but they have to do with each other. One is the word drought, and the other is a water spring. When we are talking about drought, we are talking about something that is far below normal, something that is not producing, and it has a lot to do with the lack of liquid, the lack of water. When we speak about drought, we are saying that there is no water to feed the land, to irrigate the land. Therefore, everything that depends on water tends to be discouraged, tends to stop producing. We're talking about something that dries up, because when the main motivator that produces life when it's injected is scarce, that has to do with the word drought. In this text, God is saying He is not promising that there will be no droughts. On the contrary, He is confirming that the moments of drought are going to be there. But later on, He says that He will become into that which is going to satiate our soul in times of drought, and in what will give strength to our bones, to make our life become like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. In other texts of the Bible, it is mentioned that the waters that never fail are known as wells of living waters. That is, there will always be production. So, He says, the drought is going to happen, but the answer to the drought is that being Me in your life, I am going to cause you to be a river of life in the midst of droughts. I can unite these two words in the following way. Drought can only prompt us to know where the true springs of living water really are. When they enter inside, when it produces life in us, we become them. And in the midst of drought, now we are no longer in it, but we are the result of the work of God to satisfy the hearts of others who have already gone through the same drought that we are going through. But now we are springs that sprout from the experience by having Christ in our heart. Jesus meets a woman, the Samaritan woman. Her name is unknown. But this woman every day, like all the women of that city of Samaria, went to a certain well to look for water. Water is vital for the human being. Now, this woman was going to the well to look for water, and she meets Jesus. Jesus tells her, "If you drink this water, you will have thirst again. But the water that I offer you today will quench your thirst forever." Jesus expressed Himself as the water of life. Moreover, the Bible teaches that he who has Christ in his heart, who receives God in his heart, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Now, He does not say that times of drought are not going to come. He does not say that these seasons are not going to arise, that these situations in the path of life are not going to arise. On the contrary, they are going to arise. But He says, whoever believes in Me, I want to clarify this, because the Bible does not say, whoever believes in Me will abound in rivers of living water. No, it is saying out of his heart. Reality may be something, but what is within you the faith that God placed, what God has worked within you is different. We cannot let the external affect the internal. That is why the work of God begins from the inside out, and that is what is going to operate out there. There is a drought outside, but if Christ is inside me, rivers of living waters should flow. Springs that show that in the midst of drought, there is a source. There is hope. There is a way out. It is Christ Jesus. This is wonderful. Now, I am going to talk to you about some important points in the middle of the drought. Because you may be thinking, what is the drought? Why does the pastor talk about drought? Simple, because times are going to come in your life when you are going to pray and you are not going to have an answer from God. When you are going to pray and you are not going to have an answer from God. You are going to go to worship and you are going to realize that you do not feel anything. That the word is not for you. You don't feel anything. You don't fall on the floor. You start praying and fall asleep. You start reading the Bible and there are things you won't understand. And moments when you start to get discouraged, you start to experience that you are not satisfied and that what is happening produces a thirst in you that you cannot quench with your friends, with your family, or with other things. And although you try and try, that word try becomes daily life in your walk, in your life. Trying does not mean that you have achieved it. Trying does not mean that you have reached the goal. We just get to there. We do not have the desire to keep moving forward. And besides, there comes a point where it seems that everything adds up against you. I don't know if that has happened to you, but it reaches a point where it seems that everything adds up and you say, in the end, you start to have questions and to question, where is God? And why is all this happening to me? Those are the times of drought, droughts in the ministry, droughts in the family, droughts in the relationships. You are delivering your curriculums everywhere and nothing happens. You feel like in an arid land that is not producing. Now, I have made it very clear to you that there are moments that come as a result of wrong decisions, hidden sins, things that we want to cover with our hands and we do not want the rest to find out, little secrets that we have in our hearts. They are arguments that Satan uses to cut off the rain of blessing that God has for us, to prevent us from receiving that blessing from God. That brings spiritual drought to your life. However, there are others that are placed by God to take you out, to lift you up, to make you uncomfortable in that comfort zone and take you further to the source where you can dwell in and enjoy more of what the Spirit of God has for your life. That is interesting, important. Differentiate it is good. Because among other things, knowing what I am thirsty for will take me to the right source. And why do I say this? Since we talk about drought, when we talk about drought, we talk about there not being an abundance of water. Therefore, I have to know what I want to be satisfied with. I will give you this example. There are times when I get thirsty and I can buy a soda, have a coffee, they give me a juice and maybe some energizer I have already had four things, and I can tell you, at the end, I'm still being thirsty. But if they give me a glass of water, I can immediately tell you, I am satisfied. What am I doing with this example? There are so many things that the world offers you that seem to quench your thirst. But there is only one, which is the correct one and the one that your body needs. The fact that something is liquid does not mean that it is the right one to quench your thirst. And I am talking to you now about your spiritual part, about your soul. You have many sources around you. You have so much around you, but there is only one correct source, my dear friend, that you have been running away from. You turn your eyes because you consider that there are many more sources and you can keep trying here and there. But in the end, your soul will tell you openly, I am thirsty for God. For the living God, what is written in Psalm chapter 42, my soul thirsts for God, and not for any God, but for the one who manifests life, the living God. That is what our soul needs to be satisfied with. That in the midst of drought, this is necessary. Drought is a transitory anomaly. Keep this in mind. It is a transitory anomaly. And when it is allowed by God, you must understand that it is something transitory. It did not come to stay, but to form something of God in you. So, the drought is transitory. They are seasons. Look, the moment of trial, of the crisis in God, when it comes from God, it has these two important characteristics. The tribulation is momentary. Listen carefully, and it is light, light and momentary. But what this moment in your life is going to produce, that God is looking for in you, is something eternal, everlasting. It is a manifestation of His glory in your life to lift you up. My beloved friends, drought is a dry period that lasts for a few moments and indicates that there is something that is not normal, that you are below the correct level. That is, in the case of the spiritual level, you are below in an intimacy, in a relationship with God. Do you see that it is not so bad? These are times that announce that great things are coming, but how prepared are you from the grace of God? If you don't learn to be faithful over a few things, you will never be faithful over many things. If in the face of the first drought, you will abandon and run towards where your will directs you, towards where your heart directs you, and not where God directs you, how faithful are you going to be to God when you are in abundance? Perhaps the drought that you are experiencing in your life today is showing that you are far below the normal level. You need to pick yourself up. My beloved friends, this spiritual drought affects the life of Christ in us. What should be manifested is not being manifested. What we commonly speak of, that first love, that first encounter, that passion for God, has become more of a passion for work, in a passion about the activities, in a complete activism and not in quality time in a personal relationship with God. Being linked with the work of God does not automatically link you with the God of the work, my dear friend. But being linked first with God will automatically link you with His work. You can be passionate about the ministry and not about the Lord. Please do not go wrong and ask yourself if this drought is really reminding you that you are looking for the wrong source, because it wants to satisfy you by doing and doing activities. And with that, justify yourself and say, I am pleasing God. But will it be the right thing? Remember that Martha did a lot, but only Mary took the right moment, because one only thing was necessary. We need to realize if we are beginning a drought in regards our lives, what is the meaning of that drought? If God is allowing it and it is not the product of our mistakes, what does God want us to see in the midst of that drought? What source am I drinking from, my beloved friend? Because I become what I receive. If I am only a source that provides what is necessary in the material to keep people happy on a day of worship where each service is just a show that entertains and does not transform the soul, the day will come when I am going to dry up. But if my source is Christ, that living God whom David had needs and wrote in Psalms 42, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. Then, in the midst of the drought, that God has not said that you will not experience it, hallelujah, rivers of living water will flow within you. You will be like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Being thirsty does not mean that any liquid will satisfy you. What is your source? In the midst of drought, where do you run to? Father, I only ask you at this time that this word be well received and speaks to each heart, so that we realize what we long for, what we are trying, that we are not confused, Lord, with activism, thinking that it is the correct source, doing for you, but that we run directly because your word says it here in the book of Isaiah. You are our shepherd, and it is in the droughts where only you can quench our soul. According to what we are satisfied, according to what we are satiated with, that is what we can give, produce that source of living water within us. My beloved King, I ask you in the name of Jesus that we can be strengthened, that you help us. We need you, beloved Father. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I want to invite you to like this devotional on YouTube. And there, within the YouTube channel, Devocionales Justo a Tiempo, click on subscribe. I invite you to follow me on Instagram. There you find me as Pastor Elias HC. And that you follow our new page on Instagram called Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. If you are in Barranquilla, I invite you to Carrera 49, number 72148 in Barranquilla, Colombia. On Thursdays at 7:30 p.m., on Saturdays at 5 p.m., and on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., a big hug. Blessings.